This is 89.1 WEMU. David Fair stepping back in on a post-midterm primary election day. Prior to yesterday's vote, we had reports of increases in absentee ballots, and ballots were returned in greater numbers as well. And as a result, turnout predictions were trending upward. Well, joining us to fill us in on the voting and some of the processes in Washtenaw County is Clerk and Register of Deeds Larry Kestenbaum. And good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Were you surprised at the overall turnout? If I'm not mistaken, it got very close to 35%.
That's right. We had a very substantial turnout for a primary, and we were hoping that it would exceed 25%, and indeed it was up in the neighborhood of 35%.
What do you think was driving that? Is it easier access to absentee ballots these days, and in addition, the political climate, combination of both?
I don't think that the mechanism for getting an absentee ballot has not changed, but I think that people were more motivated, that it's a we're getting into a more political season or era, I think, and so we had I think a lot of folks who don't normally vote in primary showed up for this one. Considerably more voters than we were used to seeing in a primary.
Were there any precincts in Washtenaw County that ran out of ballots as a result?
No, I'm proud to say we had no problem with that.
What was the holdup with the precincts in Superior Township? It was a little before 5 o'clock this morning before 100% of precincts were reporting, and it seemed it was like those five in Superior Township that were holding up the final results.
Well, the problem was that the absentee voter counting board in Superior Township, they really didn't have enough folks to do all the ballot counting in a timely way. And so it took, even though they had fewer than 1,000 absentee ballots, it took them basically more than 12 hours to count them all, to put them all through the, to process them and put them through the tabulator. And so it wasn't until, on the order of like 4:40 that we finally got those numbers from those last five precincts. The absentees of those five. We already had the in-person votes from those five precincts. We didn't have the absentee votes until the end.
I understand. You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Washtenaw County Clerk and Register of Deeds Larry Kestenbaum about yesterday's midterm primary elections. Based on what you saw with absentee ballots for this primary election, turnout at the polls yesterday, as you start to look towards November, do you have an idea, or has that idea changed as to what you're looking at?
No, I think that in Washtenaw County always has a very strong turnout in even-year November elections. And there's not really a lot of room for it to go up. I expect that we will have a high turnout in November, as we always do. One of the best predictors of whether someone will vote in an election, particularly in, say, a November midterm election, is their educational attainment. And Washtenaw County is the 10th most highly educated county in the United States out of more than 3,000 counties. So no surprise that people here are enthusiastic voters when it comes to general elections.
You are a noted historian about these sorts of things. So based on the close to 35% turnout we had yesterday, where does that stand historically? Is that pretty close for a midterm primary election to tops?
I believe it's the most we've had in probably a few decades. Yeah, I haven't gone all the way back, but it's a very high number. Now that being said, the number is actually probably a bit higher than it appears to be, because the number of registered voters, inevitably, in a transient area where people are coming and going, there's a significant amount of deadwood. And it takes time to delete people who have left town. By the time they get re-registered in some other place, so the denominator is actually a little bit oversized, and so the proportion of people who are actually still here and living here and voting here, who voted, is probably closer to, I'm guessing, around 40%.
Well, sir, I am always amazed at how quickly and how efficiently so many votes can be tabulated and results can be done so that on the following morning, you make my job easy and allow me to just give the final results. Thank you so much for your work, and I appreciate the time this morning.
Well, thank you for your kind words. I appreciate it.